About 15 to 20 years ago, I had the immense pleasure of doing a yoga teacher training at the Kripalu Institute of Yoga and Health in Massachusetts. It was the days back when the school was already famous and well-known, yet still relatively small. One of the teachers was Stephen Cope, a psychotherapist who coupled psychotherapy to yoga and meditation. I remember one story quite specifically because I felt it was hilarious and at the same time so very, very, very true. It involves a small group of students being taught by Stephen how to meditate. All were sitting in a semicircle, eyes closed, legs folded, in the perfect position to sink into the oblivion of meditation, to cleanse the ever-busy mind and find that place of wonder and revelation within where we can be at ease with ourselves. One student, however, felt terribly restless. His folded legs were hurting, all sorts of emotions were knocking at his consciousness, and troubled thoughts were disturbing his quest to be mindful. Through his eyelashes, he peeked around in the room and observed the others sitting in precision Buddha pose, some with smiles on their faces, some looking extremely serious and concentrated, some even with a soft, satisfied glow. Why, oh why, this one particular student wondered, where is everybody? Where are they that I cannot find? How did they get to where I apparently cannot go? After the meditation session, all students gathered around to sit and share their experiences, guided by Stephen Cope. The unhappy student was the first to share his feelings of misery and confess he was jealous of all the others who seemed to float seamlessly into their meditations. Now, however, it was the other student's turn to get restless. Some confessed they were just closing their eyes and took on the pose they thought they were expected to take. They shared how their thoughts were bouncing around, tumbling all over each other, and how inadequate that had made them feel. Now, Stephen always shared this anecdote in his teachings, an early advocate of confessing and showing vulnerability. And to this day, I think it's a wonderful metaphor for daily life, where we often keep up with the Joneses by taking the position we think is expected of us, while within, our true self is crying out for help. Something to keep in mind next time when you try and meet set expectations. Then ask yourself whether this is really you. To read the full version of this blog, go to energycounseling.nl, the make-believe meditation. This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.